Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me today is Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardian.
Hey, Fran.
How's it going?
And CJ Gibson.
What's up? We're all real tired.
Yeah, a little bit tired, but we're really excited. Today, we're going to be doing a bunch of beta giveaways in the comments, so be sure to be interacting with the episode today over on youtube.com/fireteamchat. Leave a comment. Tell us about your favorite memory in Destiny, and we'll be giving away keys in the comments. Anyway, we're going to talk today about our trip to Bungie. The three of us went down there, say some thank yous. We're going to talk about the reveals this month, about the story, the sound, the farm, and of course, that PvP, address some questions from the community we've been seeing. And also, we're going to react to having played Destiny 2 before a few other people. The beta is 4 days away. You can preload it right now if you are in the beta. Good luck, everybody. Fran.
Yeah.
So we went to Bungie. It was awesome.
It was, obviously.
Production on an IGN first, like the one that we're doing right now, is a little bit of a whirlwind. Kind of seat of your pants. CJ and I, few 4 a.m.
Just a few.
4 a.m. edits the last few weeks. But I'm very, very happy with how it's come out. So
yeah.
CJ, you wanted to talk a little bit about what it was like producing an IGN first.
Yeah, I mean, especially being there, just going to Bungie in and of itself, seeing the studio. There were a lot of times where I was getting excited to edit these videos because in the middle of them shooting, I was like, what did he say?
Yeah.
Locked loadouts? And then obviously we have to keep it very professional and keep going. But yeah, all those moments and the way it was, you know, interviewing the devs and then seeing all the people behind the scenes. I mean, the studio is actually way bigger than I anticipated. So, going there for the first time, meeting a lot of those people and seeing what they do. I mean, they're super passionate about the game. So that really came across to me, I think, in all the videos we did as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say it's interesting. I'm sure people wonder, like, how does it happen, you know, from our side? And like, it is obviously it's a relationship, you know, IGN First is, we work with them, you know, to find out the stuff that we can talk about. There's a lot more obviously to share, but it is a partnership. You know, we got to pick the dates and be like CJ's saying, it's a partnership. It's not like we, you know, crash into the studio and just start, hey, tell me all about it and give me that footage or else, you know, and so it's been an awesome collaboration. And to that end, I just was thinking, thank you, Bungie, for having us up.
Yes.
Obviously though, we still have a lot to see. Sense. You know, we weren't there to judge the game. And I think that's important to say as well.
Of course.
Like we were there for a first look, just like you guys. Everyone's been, you know, looking at the footage and trying to like discern things. And I just keep saying, you know, wait for the beta. And obviously we got to wait for the final game and the review before we can really form our opinion on the actual product.
So when I do an event like, or a production like IGN First, my goal is to get information. Mm-hmm. So we kind of know what they're willing to share with us and anything additional we can get, like the lock loadouts comment
Yeah.
or anything in that sort of vein. There's some stuff coming. There's some stuff coming. I'm like,
something else.
Let's not break the bar. Can't talk about that one. Yeah. It's really exciting. And it's fun. It's fun preview coverage to do.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm very happy to be revealing some of this stuff. I'm kind of weird. I go into these and I go into, like work mode
destined.
People have seen, editorial that's like, I'm doing the interview. So I'm like, oh, hey guys, what's up? Yeah, we're going to get struck. Then I sit down and I have tough questions. And they're like, what? Like, they
relax,
don't expect
dude.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. You got to wear a few hats at an event like this, you know, like, CJ and I were playing cam op and producers and, you know, supervising producers and all the above. But, it's like you go from just like hanging out for a second and then you're like, all right, here are the questions.
You're like, all right, ready? But, you ready?
Yeah.
So how would you say you improved the story from Destiny 1 to Destiny?
Yeah, exactly.
What were the challenges there?
But see, that's,
but like that's what it's for. And honestly, they were great. And I think, I could see the excitement from the studio as well. They're like, finally we can like talk about it a little bit. Yeah. You got to put yourself in their shoes where they're like, of course they want to share it with the community. Mm-hmm. But look what happens when you say one thing, you know, and you don't know all the details. So that is why things are so buttoned up. But they were like great. It was great to hear and see the excitement, you know, from the team.
The thing is, like when I remember specifically sitting with the story team, they're like, we want to tell you so much. But they also don't want to spoil it for us because there's that balance. Like it's preview coverage. They're giving us access to show off a bunch of preview coverage. But at the same time, they're like, if I say anything about Mission 2, it's a huge spoiler. And like that's going to be too much for the community.
Yeah.
And
that
I've
was
seen
just
a lot
an
of,
example, not verbatim, right?
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to talk about other stuff, but they're like, that's going to
spoil
the game.
I didn't know if Mission 2 – I was like, is Mission 2 a big deal?
Oh, no. So they didn't talk about Mission 2 specifically.
I didn't know. Just
that
example,
was an
right?
example, yeah.
We don't even know where Homecoming fits in, to be fair. Like, it's early,
it's
obviously,
it's
not the beginning
of the
game.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's what is neat about doing this kind of stuff. Even when Destin and I are crafting a lot of these edits, like, there's a lot of information that they've given us. And so when we're piecing it together, I'm like, okay, what works good within the context of how we're revealing these things? And the lock loadout one, I remember specifically because when
you get excited.
You get excited. And then when I edited it in there, I was like, so this is very kind of geek high level technical thing.
I'm going to talk
like,
about the
I'm going to talk about, the frame. It's like, I did a nice little slow zoom and then I did a digital dramatic zoom. It's like, lock loadouts. What?
And we want you to choose what's in there.
And so.
And then, that's going to be it.
You notice that. So,
of course.
But that's the thing, like in the music crescendoing and then everybody going, what? All the reactions that I saw from like community members like Blessius and people reacting to it was so cool.
But
like,
that's,
yes.
It's funny.
Those
that's
are the moment.
Yeah, that's a fun production note. Like a little thing like that. Most people may not notice, but why it's awesome that you thought about that was that's what people are feeling.
Yes.
And so when you enhance it, you're like, really?
Yeah.
It's the same as in movies when the bass drops on something and you like, tell them that when you think that's big, it is big.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, great job on all that stuff. I've been so excited to see it all and can't wait to see the reactions for more stuff to come.
And Destin, I mean, I got to give a shout out. I think people really thought that Destin and I were probably having brotherly like spats online. It's all in good fun.
Yeah, we joke around with each other.
Destin and I have been working in Fran too as well, like to make sure these are all, you know, following like the right kind of, you know, message that we want to give across. But you've been putting in tons of long hours here in the office in the studio. So if you do enjoy the comment, definitely give Destin a follow and a shout out and a thumbs up because you have been putting a lot of work into this and I do appreciate it. I'm one of the people who, I have watched you produce them and they're all looking really good.
Yeah. And, thank you, obviously. Yeah. Of course, I seriously couldn't have done it without you guys. I know it's like we're patting each other on the back.
I know.
Right now.
There's going to be more of this right after this break.
Yeah. We're
nice
great.
Job.
We'll be right back.
We do great work here.
We're great again in a second.
But no.
But, thanks, guys. Yeah.
We were excited to do it. I think that's what you guys are seeing. We're not intending to. We somehow shifted into really nice job, CJ. Fran, I love you. You're great too. Like, but we've been so excited to go to the studio. Yes. We're just as excited as all of you to see the beta. You know, again, I think there's a perception again that like, oh, we know everything and how it's going to play. The game's different than when we saw it in late June, obviously. Yeah. And you know, were we going to talk about that at all, Destin?
Yeah. So we're actually going to move to that next. So there's a lot of concerns about you're playing an old build.
Yeah.
And it's just like
the one before. Reveal.
Here's how calendars work, everybody. The Destiny reveal event was May, right?
Yeah, May 18th.
And guess what? Bungie kept working on the game.
Right.
And we played a build.
Yeah.
And then the beta is coming out after we played it.
Right.
And also internally, like, stuff's constantly being refined internally.
Yeah.
So
let's be very, very specific. Where this came up is as we put out footage of the Titan and it was the Warlock, I believe. So they saw Blink. Game Informer had published. You'll notice Blink's missing from. It was actually the Ark.
Dawnblade.
No. Well, it was from
the Hunter.
Perfect. Why do I always forget the name of it? It is Ark Strider.
You want to say pole dancer.
I keep wanting to say pole dancer. No. But we were seeing the Blink is the point. The Blink was back, but they were commenting on Ark Strider back in the day that you'll notice it's missing. Everybody took that as Blink is gone. And then likewise, the speed of the Titan that folks played at the reveal. Yeah, they said, oh, good, Titan skating's gone, you know, and there was some commentary around it. So what happened was they looked at the footage, Titan seemed fast, Blink's back, wait a second, IGN's playing something that must be old because everybody out there is looking and saying, okay. I understand that this is official and that's what the game is. But the reality was, right, we're piecing together facts as a community. Mm-hmm. We're so excited, you know, and honestly, that's why this happens. You're going to dissect every frame, right?
Yeah.
And there's
also revealing new subclasses. So the build Game Informer played is going to be different than the one we played. So
exactly. It's also how it happened is there was some commentary from some of the folks inside the studio, you know, just with friends who are competitive players talking about like, oh, well, it's been, you know, slowed down or this or that. Or so, long story short, the point is what we play when we go to an event like this is a build. It's a stable build. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that it's the beta. It doesn't mean it's the final game. What it means is, this was a first look for us and to show you guys. Yeah. And absolutely, I can see why people were like, especially with a Titan, it's too fast. Or like, let's see how the beta plays. But
to be clear, it's preview coverage. You're getting a preview of what the game is at in that state at that time.
And one thing I want to point out, though, is like because folks that really were getting like actually fairly clear info but fairly confused, they're like, but someone from the studio was saying like it's been slowed down. This must be old. Okay, when you have a stable build of a game, you might be using elements from other periods of time to make sure that the game runs well.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, as the producers are working on it, they're like, oh, yeah, well, we changed that. It's just not in the build we're playing. So, again, it wasn't meant to be judged. It's just like a first look. So we'll look towards a beta. But that's kind of how that happened.
Yeah.
Hopefully that clears that up. Is
everyone's going to get a chance to try it out for themselves.
Yeah, and like, now we're just days away.
4 days.
Like, I don't know how fast the Titan is. Destin doesn't know.
No, I don't. Everybody's like, why aren't you saying anything? It's like, I'm not Bungie. I'm not making the game. I'm terrified to say anything about the build state of the game. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not at the studio today. And I'm not developing the product.
And that's the purpose of the beta. Yeah. I mean, obviously, once the beta rolls around and whatever we end
it's
up
still
giving them.
Change.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they want us to break the beta. Like, they want us to go in there and go, oh, find the exploits. So tons is going to change.
So you see that footage. You're saying the Titan's too fast. Bungie's probably like, yeah, it might be a little too fast.
Yeah.
And they have time to make that correction.
Yeah. Exactly. But at least, and here's what I'd say, that's the last commentary on the, like, when you're looking at preview builds and how things get changed and first looks versus judgmental stuff of this is how it plays. The beta is definitely judge this, look at it, play it. Yeah. That's the first thing, really, other than, say, E3 and the reveal. Those were moments to judge it, for sure. But again, they're not a final game. But the beta is really close to release. So that, for sure, is one you can assume that a lot of what's in there is going to make it out. And we can talk about it that way as a community, for sure.
Yeah, another concern that I was seeing a lot in the community, and I'm glad that CJ's piece that went out today actually had some hunter footage.
Yes.
Where the hunter got a kill.
Archers.
So Destin likes playing as a hunter, and maybe he should let the best PvP guy play as hunter next time he does a feature, because that guy was on the Titan.
Wow.
He was playing very well, and I was on a different class.
Yeah. And he's implying that it made the hunter look worse.
The footage probably would have been better had we let the best guy at PvP play on that character.
You know who stepped off their warlock for that occasion? Yeah. Was like, you know what? Can somebody play the warlock? I'm going to go play a hunter to have fun. But
we were swapping around stations and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
We were just swapping around stations. Yeah. But it was nice to have Bungie. They provided a lot of the footage
people,
in there, right?
Yeah. But I will say, also playing, like, everybody's like, oh man, you know, you scrubs. It's like, well, yes. But then also, when you're playing a game for the first time and you don't know the weapons, don't know map control.
Oh, map awareness, especially.
Yeah, don't know how, like, people actually play the game. That is not a position I like being in.
No.
Not at all.
Especially the people who've been, like, designing it.
So it's fun to play the game, but then everybody's like, oh, isn't that cool? It's like, no, we know you're going to judge us very harshly.
Oh,
so
you mean it's not the studio or the people watching?
The studio. Well, yeah, imagine you come into the game. We have, like, you don't have tons of time. We played, like, you know, a few matches maybe on each, you know, map. But
that, you're getting a feel for the gunplay. You're getting a feel for how this new subclass works.
Where to go? Where are the lanes? Yeah, what to do? Everybody's like, you know, why doesn't he use, you know, Shadesaber? Why doesn't he use the thing? It's like, well, most of the time your brain is not thinking, hey, I got this third ability. It's going, where's Ice Luna?
Yeah, right.
I don't see
it. That's your brain.
I need it. Yeah, but that's so that's some of the issues with playing the game.
I wish you'd record
you're getting a feel for it.
I ended up crushing it on some of those. I totally crushed that.
For the time at E3 where we destroyed you, you did good the one game. I will admit.
No, at the studio.
One game, you did do really good.
No, at the studio. Well, what I wanted to point out, which is exciting,
is. It didn't happen.
No, it did happen.
It did.
What number were you, Fran?
I know.
That was happening during the gameplay. We kept asking. We knew each other's numbers. We kept killing
builds in the game. It wasn't our name, so I'd be like, "What were you 12?" And he's like, "Yeah, I was 12." And then he'd kill me.
It's like Fran's killing me. The game is unplayable. This doesn't actually happen in real Destiny.
But probably for a future episode. But I like that it's going into KDA, kill, death, and assists as your efficiency rating.
Efficiency,
and I was getting some really high efficiencies at times. Obviously, this is just a couple games, but I was excited to get that. It's just nice to not live in a KD world anymore for me. Because I suck.
I hope there's assist points for when you're dead, because you're going to get a ton in trials, Fran.
I want call out assists. I wanted to like read the mic. How fast is that? Okay, he's at temple. He's over a waterfall. That's what I do. I should get some credits for that. So
definitely. So let's talk about all the stuff that we revealed this month. We started with the farm, the new social space. It's going to be open for an hour on the 23rd.
Yes,
that's cool.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the space? Like. Tyra Karn's there.
It's not in space. It's a farm.
I like the aesthetic. I like the idea of visiting a farm. I like that Tyra Karn's there. I'm glad the Cryptarch's dead forever.
We don't know that.
We don't know
Unconfirmed. That. Yeah. It was neat. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people wondering, oh, what did you see? Like, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about. Like, yeah, we don't know if Raul made it or not.
We hope.
Don't know about Vault Space. Don't know about any of those things. So it's like, if those things exist or not, we just got a chance to kind of get a base look and walk around. But it's cool. I mean, it does. I'm wondering, like, is the Postmaster close to the Cryptarch? That I can't remember. Is it fairly?
Relatively.
I think it is.
Yeah.
No, it's like the Postmaster, right behind each then other he's almost. Across the center waterfall
it's almost
or whatever.
Like they're
hopefully
behind each other.
The Vault Space is not an issue, because that's a run, obviously. You're going to be doing lots. And so
we weren't able, we were not able to hit that inspect button.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, they were like, you're not allowed to inspect.
It was like a red
anything.
Laser on our head that was like, don't inspect, you know?
Yeah.
But cool environment. I mean, that, I think that's the thing. Like, at least now when you can go from the director and, you know, go from the farm to wherever, that's cool. Being able to, like, you know, eliminate orbit.
I am still thinking about it. I want to go back to the space, but a few things. It felt, you know, smaller than the tower, obviously. And that was a bit of a surprise. I like that they added, you know, the soccer playground and stuff. And there's people kind of trailing in. But I don't know. There's something about it that I was like, this is potentially going to get kind of – I don't know. The tower got old
it's
fast,
gonna get
too.
It's packed. Imagine when you have everybody in there.
Sure.
And like the world's full.
Yeah, but it doesn't make the space any bigger. But I'm speculating here. It feels to me – like it's going to I don't know if it can expand. I didn't see how it could, but like
they did say that.
They said it was going to change.
But I think
did they say expand?
I think they mean phrasing wise, it's going to give you more characters to interact with.
Yeah. Well, this is what that was
looking,
my segue.
Looking at the geometry of the farm, it's just like, how would it expand? There's nowhere to expand.
There's got to be something there though. Like in. I mean, actually, I'll tell you, I actually think it's just like, look, this is one of the social spaces, and I think maybe there's another one sitting out there very quickly.
There was a dock out back, maybe.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, think about how in front of the speaker, like how cool that was in the reveal to say, this is behind the door that was in the tower.
Well,
I mean, it could be something like that down the line.
I was thinking about when the Queen showed up, you know, and that was the big moment in Destiny 1 when the Queen showed up.
Oh, that was in behind.
Or Petra or whatever.
It was going to show up on a boat.
Yeah, there's
what are you guys doing over
there? I don't know. I feel like it's a little tight, but there's obviously something going on there. They did say it was going to evolve. And then, you know, speculatively, it's like, but wait, if I'm going to plow through the campaign and I don't know if it's 6 hours or 12 hours or 20, who knows at this point, but like that's going to happen fast. So is it going to be some like weekly reset progression or something? That could be happening. I don't know. But
there's so many questions we have, especially with like, where's Zerg going to come into play?
Yeah.
Who are these new characters? What are
Is he alive? Right. They haven't really confirmed that yet. Right.
What are the cool, things that he mentioned that you're going to get that you can display in the social space on the farm? I don't know. How are we going
to
get them?
Yeah. I really want to know about those, triumphs or whatever we get to show off. Yeah. Like, that I was playing in alpha or beta or
yeah. All we know right now is about the emblems, but there are more. That's all they've shown us. And they're like, we want you to discover things for yourself is basically what they're saying.
And there's a lot of stuff we don't know. I mean, I know when Destin and I were piecing together some of these videos, that is some of the issue. Like, people were wondering about the Sentinel class and perk, and it's like sometimes there's a certain, you know, things that we want to show that we don't even get a chance to know yet. And so, you know, the beta is coming out in a few days. I know everybody wants to see those subclass trees. That's going to be one of those opportunities, and you can do that. So
yeah, definitely.
And how those work, and even like the lower half. Like, I don't think we got a chance even to see a lot of those things either. Like, it's all there's a different tier there still. That's
as I recall, we had to stay away from them. Right.
Yeah. There's certain stuff where they're like, don't.
Yeah. It was the same as inspecting the vault and even cryptarchs or whatever. It's like, don't do it.
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff right here. Exactly. We're not going
to
do it.
That we want to see as well. And we're excited to see, but haven't seen yet. So we're still in that point.
It's literally like you've seen this on like whatever Family Guy. And it's like a giant red button. Do not press.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, are you kidding me? It's like, I can't. Yeah. I really wanted to, but yeah.
What's over there, Drew?
Exactly. What's going on? Yeah. What is that? Oops, sorry. I tripped. Oops.
So what else we revealed? PvP, we revealed Vostok, Return to the Iron Temple. And we also revealed Endless Veil. I really like Endless Veil. It's the perfect size.
Yes.
I like that there's the elevated platform in the middle for point B.
Yeah.
But you can still – people should fight over A and C. I think that there's going to be a ton of action back there.
Yeah.
I like that it's tight. It feels just a perfect size.
Yeah, symmetrical. I mean, those are the PvP things that they're designing for, like 4v4, tight space, A and B side. A lot of the new things they implemented, like pre-capturing A and C, people are going like, I don't know, you're dumbing down the game. It's like, no. How often do you stand on those points in the first like 30 seconds or whatever it is in the game? And it feels arbitrary. Like, okay, why do I need to do this? So,
all right, I've neutralized it. Yeah. Everybody get over here so we can capture it faster.
Whatever.
We got Nova bombed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there is no more neutralizing. Like, yeah, that was nice.
I like that. I like that. Too. A lot. It keeps the pacing really fast.
Yeah. So, and these kind of changes, again, I think there's going to be lots more from the beta, but it was great to talk to Lars and a bunch of other members and say, you know, why did you do this? And there's intentional reasons.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what's cool when you
play it. I was really happy to see that if somebody's already capturing, you don't need to. Like, that was another, like, you're not incentivizing you yet to stand there and get Nova'd and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool. And then, honestly, they just talked about team play. That was a big recurring theme is like, look, first of all, we try to design the maps for the modes.
Yeah.
And there's more modes to come, obviously, that, you know, I can't wait to see. And then, you know, it's just kind of a matter of how your team plays on that map. They've really tried to think about, like, what are you going to be doing as a team?
Yeah.
If you run off on your own, they're not like discouraging it, but I got the sense that it was like, you should probably think about how you're going to play as a team. Yeah. You know, because there's only four people out there now.
So let's talk about that for a little bit. So a lot of people have like messaged me and said, you know, oh, what's 4v4 like? Or, you know, we're a little bit still, you know, bummed that there's no 6v6. Did you guys feel the game pace and speed was affected by that positively or negatively?
No, it's still very fast. It still felt very fast. I still felt like I was running into concentrated groups of enemies because you're sticking together more. You're like, all right, there's a guy. I can go look a little bit, but I need this fallback point where my teammate is. And it's really smart. It felt good. I liked it a lot.
The pace of the game in terms of like action was definitely there. You're engaged a lot.
Yes.
But certainly like the time to kill plus the fewer people on the map, I was not dying a ton. And so that was a huge difference, I would say. Meaning, I think it depends on how you define pace. Like, I felt like I was on 6v6, like, on the wrong map. Like, it's just you're getting grenades, and then when it goes into supers, you're getting over supered. You're just, like, dead all the time. You're constantly respawning.
Looking at the footage,
unless
you're
really good.
Yeah. Looking at the footage, by the way, on control, it was about one super around.
Yeah, it's definitely slow charge. Like,
it is,
which was good. I didn't feel like y'all hit critical mass, and then it was just like a mess.
Yeah, but there's some matches there. If you're not doing well, like I know, it was one or two gameplay where I mean, we weren't doing great. Didn't even get the super. So
it very close to the end sometimes.
Yeah, just in that last little bit. So for the people that are concerned, I'll say that 4v4 is good. I didn't feel like it was a negative thing because I think people are looking at it that way. Like, oh, there's not as many people. I wanted it to be a little bit more casual. It felt about the same with the context of the size of the maps. Yeah, pacing-wise.
That's funny you said. It felt intense to me.
Oh, yeah. It feels intense.
It does to us, but people who haven't played it, well, you're going to get to play it soon.
That's what I mean. Like,
it'll be open to everybody on the 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I think it just depends on how you define casual or the pace. Like, I don't think it's casual because I think you can't just run off on your own. And, yeah, like, that's let's discourage more. I mean, you can.
No,
I just think you're going to get punished if you run into the team. Yeah. Whereas before, everybody sort of was floating around, even on teams of six.
But I think there's a lot of people who are concerned that 6v6 was a little bit more casual. And what I'm saying is I think 4v4 feels like a nice balance between competitive and casual. Like, it doesn't feel super competitive.
No.
I feel like the adjustments they've made, like removing neutralization and all those things, help that. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
just,
not on, you know,
it feels balanced.
Yeah, control and countdown so far, they feel, balanced. They do. Yeah. But who knows? I mean, it's one of those things where, like, to judge PvP, I think we need hours.
Oh, for sure.
Nobody's even close. Yeah, yeah. Well, many hours. Like, nobody's even close to that. Even at the reveal event where we played one map, one mode, it was all new to us. Like, the beta's it. Like, finally, when we play, say, 10 hours of this thing against an open world of players out there who actually, you know, play in a lot of different skill sets. That's really going to matter.
I wonder what the weapons are.
Yeah, and we don't know what the meta is. I was just going to say, that's where it's like, to me, that's what's super exciting. When you walk into this thing, you don't know what the meta is. You're waiting for those things to emerge. That's what I'm excited about.
I say pulse rifle still.
I want to make sure.
Yeah. Guessing, but
pulse rifle's really good at the events.
And autos as well.
Yeah.
Autos.
There's some that are like a laser. There's this green one that the guy was using a lot. And I'm just like, ooh, I want to try that.
Yeah.
That said, we didn't really talk too much about Vostok. How do you guys feel about returning to a location? Some people didn't
love it.
I thought it was like a nod, like, hey, here, Destiny 1 fans, here's an old map, a throwback.
Yeah.
I like the tunnel system. I like that map.
I like the map
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read comments like that. I kind of don't quite understand that. And I mean, I'm just going to like.
They want to feel like they're getting new stuff. Fans like us, it's fan service.
Well, it looks recycled. I think that's what people are looking at. They think it's been recycled.
So that kind of, I mean, people will say, oh, you know, you're signing with Bungie. It's like, no. To me, it's like looking at that, that is not developed to that level the way the PvP map is. Like, that stuff was not in, you know.
No, this map has never existed.
A lot of the skybox looks the same, but the actual map, I mean, there's stuff there that was used. Like, you see the gondola and everything, but that's not what it looks like when you go out now. There's a whole cave system in the middle. There's a whole extra building that you can go inside of with graffiti and stuff inside.
I mean, it's never played on this. Like, you've not played a map like this at all. It just has the textures and the look of the world.
Yeah.
I think it's two things. I think it's number one, how do we feel about the look of it? But number two, people are like, oh, they clearly had this before and they just saved it. That's what's going on.
File save as that, multiplayer map for Destiny 2.
Yeah, I know. It's balanced and it's totally made for 4v4. This was not.
Yeah.
This definitely was. I mean, it could be six, you know, controls of sixes in the past, but no.
It's a big map though. Like, it's a big map. It does not feel like your standard Destiny map.
Again,
like,
everything is fast paced. You're worried about it being slow. It is not slow paced.
It's not slow. The time to kill is slower, but the game is not. And so from an elevation standpoint, there's lots of
I love that.
Yeah, there's lots of elevating points. There's different areas and different sections. And so it does feel very unique. It does not feel like something I can really place into like Destiny, like current Destiny 1 right now. Like, it's definitely a different type of map. But it's really good.
I don't know. There's so many different maps out there. It did feel a little different. I know what you mean by that. Like, it felt very designed against this 4v4 and the new balance.
Yeah.
So yeah, it does not feel like some recycled thing that just popped over. But also, it's a fun map. And like, quite honestly, like, I think the whole game has a familiarity. So whether you're at Snow Peaks or whether you're at a Venus, you know, type inspired environment, like, it all feels familiar. It's the same artist. It's the same world, actually. Mm-hmm. So this is going to keep happening. But the map itself.
This is the only one that's, from Destiny 1 or a familiar location.
But Endless Veil feels like it could be on Venus almost, right? Like, I thought it did, but.
I mean, that's
it's on Nessus.
Yeah.
No, it's on Nessus.
But that is a Vex in, you know, taking
over.
I get what you're saying. It's totally new, but it's familiar. And like, at the end of the day, it's about the map design and balance.
But I love that.
Which are great.
I love that. I mean, and so to go back on like do I like it? Yeah, I love it. Like, I think seeing some of those familiar locations in Destiny 1 rehashed in a new way in Destiny 2, I love that. To me, it's fan service. And even looking back at, you know, just thinking of the memories of playing it, looking in the distance, admiring the skybox, but also feeling that connectedness to Destiny 1. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing about making a sequel, right? Is that if you departure too far or deviate too far away, it's like, oh, you've broke it. But then if you stay too close, oh, well, you know, it's kind of like a catch-22 situation. Yeah. So from my personal perspective, I really like it a lot.
I get where the feedback came from is the point. But the map's fun so far. But hey, I mean, got to play the beta. I just don't know how I feel about the whole game as a whole. Yeah, I mean, it's all been like bludgeoned by excitement to try something new, you know. And
I get the feedback about the art. the art choice to go back to the old location and everything like that. But playing on it was a blast.
Yeah.
So I'm not concerned about the gameplay and the location.
Totally.
But I understand I understand the comment. It makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. You want to see something that, like, totally new textures.
And you're gonna.
Et cetera.
On IGN first.
That's right. It's on.
Plug.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's about all that we were going to talk about today. I think one final note about the subclasses. It's really cool that there's little footsteps when you're roaming super.
That's a nice
little touch.
That's super cool.
You got to play the Voidwalker in multiplayer, right?
Yes.
I saw you miss a Nova bomb.
When you try the Nova for the first time.
It's weird because it moves slow.
It is baffling.
Slow bomb.
Definitely play around with the Nova. It's really interesting.
Here's the thing that's not in any of the videos that we didn't mention. We were told that you can actually shoot the Nova bomb and stop it.
Yeah.
Or it breaks into parts, actually.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we weren't able to get there, but that was what I was going to say. Try shooting your Nova as soon as you get into the beta. We're going to try it too. So.
Yeah, I want to know what they did there.
I don't know. That's one of those things that could have been like, oh, God, actually, no, that's not there anymore.
Sentinel is super OP. I mean, the fact that you can actually like activate both in the moment, like
so you can activate the bubble,
yes,
or you can do the roaming.
You can't
do the roaming and then right at the end activate your bubble.
It's one or the other.
Yeah,
but the fact that you can do it without having to change anything in the perk tree. So when we were playing some of that stuff. When I was the Titan, I couldn't believe how high I could jump. There was times where I was jumping.
I think
jumping,
you got like, hit in the air also.
I think I did. Like, and I was like, whoa. I was like, how do I make him come back down to Earth?
He was like, whoa, what's happening?
Yeah. It's super cool.
It is super.
And I made sure to edit the Arc Strider crushing the Sentinel Titan.
I used that clip in other features. Apparently people missed it, but they definitely saw it.
I had to give it the moment it deserved for all the hunter brethren out there worried about the Titan being OP.
But, yeah. All right, everybody. That's about it for this episode. Thank you, Fran and CJ, for joining me today, of course. We just wanted to talk a little bit about IGN first, the current status of it. We're going to be back next week talking all about the beta. That is coming up. By the way, if you're interested in the beta or getting in, we're going to be doing a bunch of giveaways in the comments over on youtube.com/fireteamchat and, of course, on twitter.com/fireteamchat. So be sure you're checking out those spots. Guys, that's the end of the show.
It is. I do want to remind people that we are headed to Comic-Con next week. We are also launching our show on Disney XD, if you've got it, the IGN show. So be sure to check out that stuff. And actually, if you're in town at San Diego, in San Diego, we're very tired. I can't wait to play Destiny 2. But anyway, if you're in town for SDCC, we got a fan meetup going on there. It's we recreated the Dixie Pig as part of the Dark Tower series, if you've read the book. So it's pretty cool. You can check out, IGN, get more details there. But check us out at Comic-Con. We have our live show there. We've got over 10 hours of live streaming over multiple days. You can find us on IGN, on Twitter, on, Facebook and YouTube and everywhere else in between.
Oh, I forgot to do the leave a review on iTunes call out.
There it goes.
Yeah. Oh, guys, that helps a lot, actually.
It does.
And also, last thing, we were at Guardian Con there just a little while ago, and I wanted to say, thank you so much for everybody who came up and, said hi and watched our
– You guys haven't got to say anything.
We haven't really. And, I mean, that was a crazy experience. Like, I don't know how many times, fans came up to me where – I'm thinking, they're not, I'm the guy who sits in the corner and doesn't really say much. They're all like, hey, you got kids. Really liked, the episode where you talk about, a teen-rated game. Weird little thing, so – That was awesome. That meant a lot to me. So thank you for everybody. That was
like, it was awesome. It was not enough time and so many great people is all I will say about it. And I lost my voice in the best way possible. So I can't wait to go back next year. So,
all right. Well, we got to wrap it up, but thank you everybody for watching. Don't forget to keep an eye out for those beta keys in the comments. Fran, CJ, are you guys ready?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.